Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Big guys on the outside, whether it's our quick guys on the inside, Isaiah Ford had a great game last week, continuing to get the running backs more involved. I just think as we're going here, he's going to continue to figure out what's going to make us a good offense, a dynamic offense, and we'll keep feeding those parts. So I think part of the charm in his offense is how multiple it is and, you know, the ability for it to look different from week to week.
Oh, man, if you're a little down and out, man, I'm convinced if you're having a bad day, you need to call Ryan Fitzpatrick to spend like 10 minutes with him. He'll make you feel better, man. I'm telling you, he is every time I hear him, man, I want to go just have a beer and hug him, man. He really is like, you know, and we're doing yesterday was just a gloom and doom and the shots were flying, not just for football, but just about everything minus the Heat was getting blasted yesterday. I don't know if a lot of people are having bad days. Yesterday, the text machine just blew up, but it was pretty negative, and I was just like, man, Ryan Fitzpatrick is just like, hey, man, we got a chance. I mean, you know, we had a really good, we had 28 points. We left a one drop on the field, which he didn't mention, but I'm saying, and just talking about this thing's got a chance. And Chan Gailey's the guy, man. He's going to get us where we need to go. And so you could tell they feel real comfortable. And so you just go, all right. And we'll see what it looks like against this Jacksonville team, which has been a hell of a story. And, of course, everybody's doing – I thought maybe it was just us yesterday. The Trevor Lawrence thing is very funny. Now it's every team's doing that. All the bad teams or the teams that look like they might have a chance to get the first overall pick, now they're matching Trevor Lawrence with what they have.
Of course.
It's going to be like this all football season.
Oh, weren't we doing that week two with Tua last year?
Yep, same thing.
Same exact thing, right.
Everybody was on the Tua thing. And let me tell you, if you were on that Tua thing, to me, you ought to be on that Trevor thing.
Right.
A lot of cities. And, you know, it's so funny. I actually had a long talk with of all people, my father about this yesterday, who still likes a good, you know, and after 4 hours of radio, I really don't like doing a radio talk show, except my father. I mean,
right.
Like,
that's it.
I can't tell an 86-year-old man that still got it upstairs and wants to talk. He said, doesn't a lot of this quarterback stuff just have to do with how good your team is? And he goes, and out of nowhere, first time he's ever done this, he goes, like that quarterback you had, Ryan Tannehill, like he's been really good on a new team. I go, yeah, like a better new team, as in a,
right.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, you're right.
I agree. I don't know
it's
where
a,
you're
it's
ranked.
It's a good example from your dad there. Good example.
And then the same thing's going on with the New York Jets. He asked me, that was the second part, what do you think of that guy, Sam Darnold? I go, you know, because he just watched him for a game. I said, I don't think he's being very well coached or have a very good team. I think he's good. I don't know how good he's going to be long if he gets a crap beat out of him. I don't know how mentally tough he is or any of that stuff. But I don't think the coach and the coaching has been one of the most overrated, and I like the guy. I have nothing against him. But now that I've watched him up close and now far away, and Ryan Tannehill had a nice little run there before he got injured, I just don't think Adams a very good coach in general. Terrible overall head coach to take care of the whole team. Just terrible.
Yeah, communication. Pretty good assessment of him. Right.
And it's nothing against him because somehow he's gotten two head coaching jobs, right?
Right,
so,
right.
So he's getting a lot of people that sit at the top, including owners, to go, we got to get that Gase guy. That Gase guy is what we got to get. So I don't know. Can anybody sit here and tell me, you know, because Sam Darnold gets on a good team. I'm guessing Sam Darnold's pretty good.
Yeah, like it looks like he has a skill set, right? I mean, he comes out there and looks like he's got it. His teams have stunk in New York.
It's just hard. The coach has been, right? It's hard for me to imagine if for some reason, the Jets end up with the worst team in football, which, by the way, there's six or seven teams in the running right now.
Well, they're fighting with another team in their own kind of state, I guess you could say.
So, and by the way, both teams have former young first-round pick right. quarterbacks starting. So, I got to believe it's more the other way where you go, okay, you know what we have, and I'm getting way ahead of myself. Hell, we got 14 games left already in the regular season, and I can't believe I'm yapping about this, but there's somebody going to load you up with draft picks if they think what I think about Trevor Lawrence. They're not going to wait for Justin Fields. They're not going to wait for North Dakota State head. They're not going to – I don't know. I think Trevor Lawrence is
I think
good.
You're right. I think you look at anyone that covers this draft or does the draft stuff, or a guy like Kyle Krabs and stuff like that, that Trevor Lawrence is the by far number one pick in this draft. There's not another guy closer when it comes to that quarterback position. But I think the big question comes, especially with those two teams that play in the state of New Jersey, if you do get the number one overall pick, do you wait for a king's ransom or do you take that quarterback? And then what do you do with your other guy? Like the Giants, for that, that's a more prime example. They traded up to get Danny Dimes. Like that would be something where Gettleman, you know, has to do a lot of explaining to do, even though they probably do upgrade that position. But like, what do you do at this point if you are the Jets and the Giants and you do end up with that number one overall pick? Do you pass on Trevor Lawrence?
I'm going to ask everybody this question this morning because those two guys are high first round picks.
Right.
And in fairness to them, haven't had the greatest talent around them. Neither guy. So you ask them how they feel, and it's like, no, we pass on that. We take that pick. We let a lot of people come in and offer us two drafts for Trevor Lawrence or something.
Right.
Or do you go, no, I've seen enough. It's the quarterback. We got to get Trevor Lawrence. Those conversations are going to be taking place pretty soon in a lot of cities. But it's the weird part is a lot of these teams we're talking about all have young first-round quarterbacks. And honestly, both quarterbacks, I think, got a chance to be really good players. Anybody can tell me the Giants quarterback right now is not very good?
No, I don't think anybody would say that. I think the team stinks.
I mean, you can't do it all by yourself. You gotta have some players, too, while we're sitting here talking, you know, about – because we got another three or four high quarterback draft picks coming up in this next one and with everything else and all the other guys that had opted out. Although I did see yesterday one of the wide receivers, the Minnesota wide receiver, who's considered to be one of the best, says, oh, I didn't know we were going to play. I'm back in.
Right.
So now the NCAA has to step in and investigate to see if he signed with an agent or not and took money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you lie and then you go back, then you forfeit and the whole thing. This thing is college football.
It's a mess, Joe.
I don't know how you get to the bottom of all that. I don't know how you, like, if a guy tells you, because this first question they asked the Ohio State cornerback, they said, hey, you're opting back in. Yeah, he made his announcement on ESPN. And the second question was, did you sign with an agent? And He goes, yeah, but I didn't take any money. He said, I mean, so
Joe,
I guess.
That's like me walking into a candy store and you don't think I walked out with any candy, Joe.
Exactly. So I'm just like, so I guess the rule is you can sign when you opted out, you could sign with an agent, but don't take any money. Hey, I appreciate the money you're offering me to get me through my workouts till the season starts next year. But just hold off. I want to see what's going to happen here.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about broke-ass college football students.
They're not taking
a dime. I don't know, man.
Come on.
Hey, here's a little cash under the table, man. That right. NCAA college football, cash under the table. What, do you think they're stupid? What, do you think you're going to write them a big fat check out of the out of the agency? Here's
the big
$20,000.
Right.
Here's $20,000 for expenses.
Here's a $25,000 check that comes from our agency. No big deal. Go cash and go deposit it. You're good. There'll be no trace of it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. But it is kind of cool to see guys still want to play and come back. And Ohio State's got a couple of their guys that have come back as long as they haven't taken anything. But, again, I don't know how you're going to prove it. You take cash under the table. That's been going on in recruiting forever, and I haven't seen anybody prove it yet. There have been a lot of kids in South Florida get a lot of money under the table and other stuff. And everybody knows it goes on, and nothing's been proven. And it's usually the SEC.
Right. Well, big boy play. Right. That's it.
Like, if it's close and now we have a shot at you, what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need, man?
Somebody call up our guys. Right. Somebody call up our guys.
It's big business. We can have a lump take care of you the old-fashioned illegal way. Right. Don't you worry, man. We're good to go. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff we want to jump on here this morning. By the way, the Marlins lose 11-1. It was ugly. Braves had 5 home runs last night. But they look like they're going to get in the playoffs. They got 5 games left. And the reason they're going to get in is the Phillies all of a sudden are terrible. They were looking real good, and they've lost 4 straight. So if they can hold off the Phillies, they're going to get that second spot. If you get a first or second, they've just redone the whole playoff system in baseball. If you're not familiar, first of all, 16 teams will get in, and there's only 30 teams in baseball. So more than half the teams will get in the playoffs. And the top 2 teams in each division are automatically in, and then the best records after that. So the Marlins just have to hold off the Phillies, which, again, the Phillies lost a doubleheader either last night or the night before. They're going to be in really good shape with a couple of games left here still with the Braves. But last night was home run derby and not looking real good. But Marlins going to be in there, man. We're going to be watching a 3-game series in the first round against maybe the Cubs or somebody like that.
Yep. Right now the Cubs, right?
Right now the Cubs for sure. All right. We're going to take that break here real quickly. We'll jump back. Don't forget, you can join us 305-567-0560. We got a lot of good stuff. We got the basketball game tonight, Heat and Celtics game 4, Thursday night football, the Dolphins, and Saturday night, nationally televised, Florida State and Miami. 2 weeks in a row with the craziness of all these people not starting up. And Miami gets to be right in the middle of it. And, man, I tell you what, they put together another great performance. It is only going to help the R word more and more and more. The old recruiting word. Man, it's going to be good.
Don't forget, by the way, Friday night you also got another Heat game.
Oh, shoot.
So it's every night this week starting tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Dolphins, Heat, Canes, 4 nights in a row.
All right, and nice job by you. Every other game again. All right. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second. Boy, I'll tell you what. Chevy, I can't say enough. I know I've had a Tahoe for a long, 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 long time, and it's so much fun to drive because I'm a big guy, and I like a nice big SUV. It's fantastic. It's comfortable. It's fun to drive. It really is. The safety feature that saved me from about 42 accidents is fantastic to keep me safe when I become a space airhead that I am. but it's so much more that's going on. 2020, just best overall products by far. I'm just so fired up to talk about it even. Just the Chevy Open Road Sale events going on. We got all these dealerships in Dade and Broward and even Monroe County for you. And listen, a lot of people are looking. I get it. You want something that looks really good that you can afford, that's got plenty of space and is safe on the inside. And I'll tell you from top to bottom, for that, this is the best your South Florida Chevy dealers have ever done. And one of my favorites is the new 2020 midsize SUV, the Traverse. Just, it's got so much space for a smaller midsize SUV. The big family has a lot of space, and it's got a great look. I mean, I want to have space, but I don't want something ugly just to have, like, look how much space we have. I go, yeah, and everybody's laughing at us. It's so ugly. But listen, it's not just that. It's the Equinox SUV too. It's a smaller SUV, but it's got all the new technology and active safety features. It's just a great, fun to drive performance every day. 2020 Chevy Blazer. Wow. Can't say enough. You talk about figuring out the Blazer through all these years. They got it figured out right now, and I know you're going to love it. So find your reason to switch today at your local South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and yes, Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Got great deals waiting for you today. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody out there. Hope everybody's doing okay. Boy, you guys are all fired up yesterday around this show. Holy smokes, man. It was coming in. Woody, I think, started by saying nobody cares about baseball, and it just...
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but a lot of people were jumping on his bandwagon.
Wait a second. I did not say that yesterday.
Well, what'd you say? Something that was like...
I actually am excited for the baseball playoffs. I do watch the baseball playoffs, and I think it's good that our team is going to be involved in them. So don't skew my words here this morning, Joe.
But there was
regular season baseball. I mean, I'm all good with a 60-game season. Regular season baseball, not so much, though.
I'll tell you one thing. That thing is going by fast.
Yeah, it's perfect. They should just stick with this.
This 60 games. Well, weren't the Marlins like 14 games behind the rest of baseball when they're all waiting? And all of a sudden, man, they're like, we're caught back up. All these doubleheaders, we're ready to go right now.
St. Louis also. Remember when St. Louis was so far behind? They're all caught up too, basically.
Yeah, you know what? Playing every day and having doubleheaders will take care of all of your problems to get caught up here. And
they're up to 52 games, by the way. The Marlins at 55 and the St. Louis at 52. They were behind big time also.
I think St. Louis is one of the teams over 500 right now, too, that's looking to get a playoff position.
Just
here.
Above the Marlins, by the way. They're in the 5 seed right now when it comes to the National League.
But the Marlins are a little different situation, Zach, just because they have to do is stay in second place in their division, and they're going to get in, which, honestly, until I looked at it this morning, I did not know, so I don't look like a complete phony of baseball here.
St. Louis is right now second in the Central by a game over the Reds.
And by the way, this is what they wanted, man. This keep everybody interested through games 50 to 60 and open it up and spray some new teams in there. The best of three, the thought is you got a shot, man. You got a shot. You get some good pitching. Maybe you can knock off one of the big guys. A lot of people think this is the best team the Dodgers have had in a long, long time. It is absolutely loaded. And by the way, the Padres spent a bunch of money, and they got a lot of good young players, and they got a damn good team too. Anyway, getting back to football, we got for this week two of the best games. The Rams and Buffalo are going to be a blast to watch. The Rams have really bounced back nicely and look like they look pretty good. But the Monday night football game with Kansas City and Baltimore.
Right, that's the home run hitter right there.
The MVP and the MVP the year before and the MVP and the Super Bowl MVP. I mean, you've just got Lamar and Mahomes is going to be a lot of fun to see. Monday night football has got to be pumped up. Now
of course.
They get spit on a lot on those Monday night games. They seem to get some really bad, bad games. But
well, Joe, if it wasn't for the Chiefs and Ravens playing Monday night and it was anyone else, if it was take that 4 o'clock game and the Cowboys and Seahawks and put that on Monday night, we'd be talking about the fact that Sunday Night Football does it again. They got Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Like that would have been the highlight game of the week if it wasn't for Pat Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson.
Well, I'm just I'm really looking forward to seeing Kansas City. As Kansas City, to me, this is the problem they're going to have, and they're able to overcome it with the big plays at the end of the game. But I just don't know how motivated they're going to be. Like, it's hard, man. It's hard to back up what you did last year. And, you know, Kansas City's another team. They don't mind falling behind because they know, and more importantly, you know when you're playing them, they can come back. Mm-hmm. They start in the fourth quarter, and I'm listening to announcers going, oh, man, here they go. Oh, Mahomes. Oh, the throw on the run. Oh, he ran up the middle, third and 20, got 24 yards. And you're like, yep. And, you know, and just being aggressive, and they got a great field goal kicker, which nobody talks about how good Kansas City's field goal kicker. Matter of fact, these might be the best field goal kickers going against each other. These two are – you can't pay these two enough money. These two are ridiculous. They get after two really, really good kickers. So anyway,
until you have a really crappy kicker, you don't realize how worth it is to pay one of these good guys. That's basically money. You know, that's the difference also. A lot of these teams have kickers, or you'll go through two or three kickers in a season. When was the last time the Ravens had a different kicker?
When was this one they hit a jackpot? This this one I watched, he was kicking field goals like extra points 1 year we were up there. I mean, just anything in the 50s is, I mean, he had some ridiculous percentage of 50-yard made field goals.
And right.
So, yeah, those kickers are making
it was the Patriots,
a
right?
lot
for,
of money.
For over a decade when they went from, and they had Gostkowski to just recently, but you go Vinatieri and Gostkowski back to back.
Well, that's
10 or 15 year span.
That's the greatest handoff of all time.
Right.
That you can't do much better than that. By the way, had another game winner last week. Gostkowski is so starting to kick a little bit better after having just a horrible game the week before. So we were talking about all these different things here, and we've been bouncing around pretty good. And we got Eric Reed going to come up. We're going to talk more about this Miami Heat situation. But before we do, we want to jump on the text machine this morning, 305-567-0560. What do you have?
This one was a good one that came in. It said, Danny Dimes is in a great situation. Jason Garrett has taken an undrafted free agent in Romo and a third-round drafted quarterback in Dak Prescott, turning them both into franchise quarterbacks. What other coach can say that? It's a good point.
Yes.
Jason Garrett do it to Danny Dimes?
Well, you got to have guys around you. That's all. Like, he's got more interceptions and touchdowns right now, and he lost his number one weapon. I mean, I don't know how good's he going to be. I mean, he lost fantasy football people know what you lost.
Right.
So he may not put up great numbers this year. So, you know, whether it's a lot of yards or maybe, you know, so you just got to remember, and this is what everybody's got to go through, and the team sucks, we got to get a new quarterback. Well, hold on a second. Is it the quarterback? Or what's he playing with? What's his offensive line look like? What's his receivers look like? I think that all comes into play because the Giants and the Jets are sitting there with high, young, first-round quarterbacks.
Yep. No doubt about that. Another one says that there was no creativity or adjustment on defense for the Dolphins. They just lined up, played ball. Players need to live up to their contracts also. Rowe, X-Man, Van Noy all dropped interceptions in that Buffalo game.
That too. Yep. You get a chance to make plays, you got to make. They just got to make plays, period. I mean, I agree with the coach. And, you know, it's like, hey, we got to get some guys making plays. And you know how you make plays? You beat your guy one-on-one, whatever the matchup is, anywhere across the board. Sometimes you got to jump up and make a great catch. You get a chance to make it especially in the end zone, you got to hold on to the friggin' ball. I don't care if you body catch it in your helmet, you know, it sticks to your helmet or Yeah, I don't care what it takes. You got to hold. You got to catch it, right? And I know he's coming off an ACL, but you've got to do that. And the pass rush. I don't care if you blitz or you rush four. Somebody's got to beat one of those big guys, those big offensive linemen. And if you got to cover an extra second, you got to cover. And right now, we don't have any guys winning. And by the way, the coaching, I'm not saying the coaching's been fantastic defensively either on some of these things. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. But if we don't start talking about guys, when you get up in the morning, and like I got up in the morning and was going, damn, Mike Gesicki, I saw the highlights again last night. Man, he made some ridiculous catches. A couple guys draped all over him. He caught it, catching the ball behind him, running full speed. You know, there's a guy that stepped up and played really well. And so we just need some more of that kind of effort. Anyway, what else you have?
I don't want our guys to throw it this season, but I won't be mad if their record sucks this year. That means the Dolphins. Same with Houston. This is a crazy year with the pandemic. Did not expect the Dolphins to win it all. All I want to see is the youth show improvement by the end of the year and then see us draft. Here you go, Joe. Greg Rousseau and Etienne, the running back, and let's get him next year.
By the way, we talked about this yesterday. Greg Rousseau is, after 1 year of dominant pass rushing, is so much better than the two guys we have that it's not even close.
Right.
So if you have a chance to get right now, and I'm doing the early Mel Kiper junior, three juniors when you do it this early.
Wow.
So, and I was talking to Jason Taylor about this, and we were talking, he says, you know, we got to get a pass rusher, man. I mean, that's coming from the best pass rusher in the history of the franchise. He goes, right. We got to get a guy that can get there. Like his take was even, Joe, those guys can't cover that long down the field. I mean, they're not anyway. But, like, that's the cleanest pocket. Like, somebody's got to – you're not rushing, too. Somebody's got to get – and the first thing I thought is Rousseau, who might be sitting out, people going, well, you sit out. Like, you get a chance to get him, that big, lanky Jason Taylor body.
Right.
Except he's about 30 pounds heavier. And he's only going to get better.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset with that one.
Anybody says that, second pick, the second first round pick, we'll have to all have a family discussion, all of us out there on that second pick.
Right.
But I think as of right now, and it may switch week to week, but I don't think it is. Right now, it's screaming, find me a drafted pass rusher, please, man, mm-hmm. please. Got to. Give me one more, Zach.
All right, here's a good one, Joe. Dolphins are awful. Put Tua in now, and if he sucks, we got a chance for Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, that's going to come.
That is definitely going to come up, Joe.
But I do agree with the text before. We got to develop, and just the disappointment for me through 2 weeks has been the veteran free agents that we signed. Outside of our guard that we got, Eric Flowers,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have anything to really talk about. Defensive guys, Karras has been fine too. But the other guys on defense.
I think those are the only guys that people are talking about at this
have
point.
Have any of them through two games made a play that you can remember?
No.
Any of those guys?
Yeah,
those
maybe five, a drop, interception. Yeah,
that's No. But a play that was made.
Oh,
a
made.
Positive play.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Not real good. Hey, we got to go to a break. We're going to have Hollywood's headlines. We're going to have Eric Reed kind of break down the game a little bit tonight, what he's looking for a big old game four tonight that we're going to have. And, of course, James Lofton will join us later in the show to talk some NFL with us. Zach, what do you have for me this morning?
All right, I'll tell you about Diamonds Direct. Everyone's taking advantage of this great offer, this Diamonds Direct offer. 5 years, zero interest financing offer that's going down there in Boca. In fact, store hours have been extended to include this Sunday to accommodate the demand down there. They're in Boca right behind the Town Center Mall, an incredible new and different kind of jewelry store. You got to check this out, and you got to take advantage of the biggest and best, most aggressive offer Diamonds Direct has ever had. 5 years, 0% interest financing on anything in the store. That's right. You just pick it out, anything in the store. But you got to hurry because this offer does end September 30th. You pick any item, you get the Diamonds Direct amazing value price to start off with. You make no down payment. You spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. Whether you're purchasing that $3,000 or $30,000 piece of jewelry, you can do this. You're going to get this amazing deal, but you got to take advantage of it before September 30th. That's right. You're going to love what Diamonds Direct has brought to this region. It is by far South Florida's largest selection of exquisite diamonds in all shapes and sizes, all a direct importer, no middleman value prices, the best prices around, that's for sure. Plus, case after case of diamond fashion, a world-class designer jewelry. It is truly amazing when you go down and see that showroom there. There's over 4,000 designer engagement ring mountings. That's right. You're going to find something when you go down there. Actually, you're going to be totally like, wow, this is like 30 stores in one. That's what I thought when I got in there. Don't miss this amazing opportunity. 5 years, zero interest on any purchase. And remember, Diamonds Direct will open this Sunday afternoon for your convenience. Diamonds Direct behind the Town Center Mall in Boca. Take advantage of this unbelievable deal and take advantage of the new store hours this Sunday just to accommodate this demand. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us this morning, sir?
All right, boys, starting off with our quarterbacks here for Thursday's matchup. Fitz and Gardner Minshew, who both do pretty well with their facial hair, right? You know, Gardner's got the, like, what is it, a handlebar mustache? That what you would call it, right? And like the little smaller beard. And the Fitz obviously has the big beard. All right, so this is the two quarterbacks yesterday going back and forth about the facial hair.
I think the beard is a cooler look. And I think guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards. So they just stick with the mustache.
I think I've shown I can grow a beard with no patchy sides. But, you know, I'm gonna have respect for my elders. You know, especially when they're much, much elder. Oh, be respectful.
That's fantastic.
That is great. That was good. Yeah. That was good back and forth. That was funny. That's good.
By the way, Gardner Minshew has been pretty good this season.
Yeah. Yes, he has. What do you mean? What?
I know we talked about him yesterday. Joe, Zach, you were out, but we talked about him yesterday, and he seems like he's turning into the real deal, which is – pretty amazing.
Well, they're not tanking for Trevor. It doesn't look like it.
They keep playing the way they're playing. They're not going to have a chance to get him.
Right.
Unless they give up 14 drafts, and they don't look like they're doing it because they got a ton of young guys. They got rookie free agents on their team, including the best rookie free agent in football is on that team right now. I think you guys would agree that running back is just James Robinson is – Now, so when does somebody grab him in fantasy football? I guess he's already been
2 weeks
up.
Ago, Joe.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I had a 16 or 17 round draft in my league, and I drafted him in the 17th round. I had him sitting all the way at the bottom of my bench until all of a sudden week one hit.
So he's back.
Nope.
He's back and ready.
Yep.
All right, Joe, we're going to golf next. You love this golf stuff, right? So Tiger Woods had a few of his friends out to play. His new golf course. Have you seen this? He has a course in Missouri, and it has a 19th hole. It's like an island. You got to see the pictures of this thing. It's like an island inside of some like mountains almost. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And he was out there. It's in Missouri, by the way, and it's a public golf course, so anyone can go play this thing. It's called Paynes Valley Golf Course.
Yeah.
Named in honor of Ozarks native Payne Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not see any of it. I'm not that crazy yesterday to watch it, but if Tiger developed that golf course and designed it, he got paid a lot of money to put Tiger's name on that thing.
Right.
All right, guys, any thoughts on this Deion Sanders situation here? He was officially hired at Jackson State University. They had like a parade or something yesterday for him. There was a report that he was going to be adding Terrell Owens and Warren Sapp onto his coaching staff. That appears like it is not true, but Deion Sanders making his first coaching stop at Jackson State University.
So I'm going to tell you this. Deion better get ready, for all of his buddies are all going to be looking for jobs.
Oh, of course.
They're all going to be like, hey, Deion loved to coach and loved to recruit. I believe in you. And Deion got up there, man. I didn't know if he was talking to the school or if he was talking at the church, because he got rolling yesterday, man.
What are those pregame speeches going to look like in that locker room, Joe?
I just want to see him. He's going to be great recruiting.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be great with motivation, but he's got to get some coaches. Look, he just hasn't done the X's and O's of getting it all set up and going through. Listen, there's a lot of time spent watching video and studying teams and all that stuff. And usually a lot of those great players don't like doing that. I'm just telling you, a lot of those great players don't like to sit and watch video and study and break down stuff and all that. So we'll see.
Yep.
All right, guys, your thoughts on this here. Adam Silver came out and said that his best guess as to when the next NBA season will start will be in January. He obviously wants a full 82-game season, and they do want fans back in arenas when this thing is restarted here eventually. But that's the plan as it looks right now for the NBA, January. You guys okay with that?
Yeah, listen, I want to get everything back to, you know, I mean, they're going to start obviously a few months late. I would like to just see these sports get back, and I hope we get fans back. I do. I hope we get a majority of the fan bases to come back and we get things back to normal. This can be tough. I don't know if everything ends in 2020. The college stuff hasn't helped. Yeah.
Right.
And the ongoing debate that I've tried to stay, I've given up on. I've thrown the white flag up on the mask, talking to people. Because at this point, and even the president doesn't seem very fired up about the mask. So
it's funny bring the mask up, Joe. It has to do with our next story here.
Go ahead.
So a couple of coaches now and teams have been fined in the NFL. John Gruden and Sean Payton both hit with $100,000 fines for not wearing masks during the entire Monday Night Football game. The teams were also fined $250,000 apiece.
Joe, don't the players and coaches get tested almost, you know, like, was it weekly or a couple times? Like, what?
Daily.
Daily. Okay, so does that include coaches?
Yes.
So what's the big deal if everyone passes on a roster that a guy's not wearing a mask on the sideline if he passed all the protocol for the week? I don't understand that.
Well, I think they have false positives, Zach, and negatives and stuff like that.
No, I understand that, but they're doing the testing every week.
It just seems like, it seems like good sense, though, to cover up if you can, doesn't it?
Why aren't the players doing it on the sideline?
Yeah, I you're right on this whole thing. And
I mean, they're doing it in the NBA, too. Like, they have people on the benches wearing masks.
But the coaches aren't wearing masks.
No, not during the games, but the other coaches are.
I don't know. You guys both, I hear your points and, like, you're being a little tough on these coaches, and they are getting tested every day.
Right.
By the way, including my friend that goes over there every day, he's got to get tested every day, and he's got to stay away from basically everybody but his wife on the outside world.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's a lot. They got to come in on their day off and get tested
right. This
weekend. So that's crazy.
Now, when they do that, Joe, are they doing the little Q-tip thing up the nose?
I didn't ask. I think so. They got it all. They got all that private. They spent a lot of money.
Because that thing's uncomfortable. Like, I've had it done a couple times. I wouldn't want to do that daily. It's not exactly, like, it doesn't hurt necessarily, but it's not exactly pleasant.
I know.
Have you gotten one?
No, but these guys are knocking the crap out of each other. I think they're all right with that.
Right.
I don't know, man. It, like, tickles your brain, makes you cry.
I don't have much brain left, so it's fine.
Not going to do much, Joe.
Not much left.
I figured that out yesterday when you were yelling at a recording on your landline phone.
It's going to pop up again. About 9 o'clock, they start calling.
During a break yesterday, Zach, extend the call warranty already, please.
No,
so his phone rings during a break yesterday. He answers it, and he yelled something back at them like, I don't have time for this right now, and hung up the phone. And I heard Joe like, maybe
No, I didn't. I said, don't call again.
Oh, yeah, you said that. I'm sorry. That's what you said. And I said, Joe, maybe you should be nicer to these people that call you. You know, it's their job.
Okay,
and
Mr.
he goes, no, no. He goes, don't worry. It was a recording. So he was actually speaking. Yeah, he spoke back to the recording.
You vent a little bit. I'm okay with that. I scream at those things too, I'm sure. But just, Joe, just make it easier for all of us out here. Just extend your car warranty and they'll never call back.
Or you can get rid of the landline phone.
Well, that too. That's an option.
I'm getting all the political stuff now to start political stuff, start hitting the phone.
This is another tough story here, guys. Sizzler. Has gone bankrupt here. It's over for Sizzler.
Terrible.
I had no idea Sizzler was still going. The president of Sizzler is named Chris Perkins.
Yeah, he started Perkins Restaurant.
Our boy Perkins.
Yeah. Yeah, like our guy. Our I didn't. Perkins. Is that the same company?
No, I just made that up.
All right.
I believe Joel.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. Right. Sizzler, by the way, started 62 years ago, so it's Sizzler's younger than you, Joe.
I was like, I used to stop at Sizzlers and eat, man. They were everywhere.
I'm sure you did.
And they were good, man. That little cheap steak, that cheap little steak was good.
Salad bar.
When Sizzler opened, when Joe, you were one when Sizzler opened, right? If it opened 62 years ago.
I remember being one, and my dad put my first Sizzler steak and said, eat it.
any idea what a Sizzler steak would have ran you when you were 1 year old?
I do remember. Actually, it's funny you said that. It was $1.79. I remember year one.
It was actually 99 cents.
Oh, they're more expensive in Marysville, California.
You live in that big city, Joe. That's why. That's
California's more expensive, man.
All right, guys. And finally here, we usually do this with our OJ tweets, but I wanted to read this to you. So the Falcons put out a tweet yesterday. Things have obviously not been going very well for them, right?
We know the rules on special teams.
Yeah, the Falcons put out a tweet yesterday that said, we will host fans in a limited capacity beginning October 11th. You want to hear some of the replies here?
Oh, yes.
All right, some of the replies. By the way, there were thousands of replies on Twitter. None were very very nice towards the head coach of the team, but here we go with some of them. Is it cool to invite your counselor to a game? Figured I'd kill two birds with one stone. I'd pay someone $1,000 to go to the game and verbally harass Dan Quinn until you get kicked out. I don't know what would make me sicker, getting COVID or watching the post-game news conference where a defeated Dan Quinn triumphantly says we aren't changing a thing.
Right.
Most fans will probably show up the first half and disappear in the second half, just following team tradition.
Oh.
Good. I got tired of being disappointed in my own living room. Now I can be disappointed in the Benz. How much for tickets for the first half? Since, I mean, that's how long they're going to compete for. The first five people in should get to coach the defense. Hell, you can't do worse than 78 points in two games. A couple more. I was getting a nice buzz from drinking my beer Sunday. After that onside kick, I became sober again. Risking my life for a team who doesn't know the fundamentals of football, shaking my head. And then finally, can I sit close enough to drop kick Dan Quinn?
I still don't understand how Dan Quinn's got a job. Still.
I like Dan Quinn. Too.
No, I listen. I'm sure he's a great guy, Joe.
Dude.
Seems it, but come on.
Guys, that Twitter thread was a bloodbath.
Oh.
I mean, it was really bad.
Oh, man.
Those are the PG-13 ones that we could read.
Oh, man. That's, yeah. He's obviously, that the special teams thing was just icing on the cake, right? Just.
It's horrible. I mean, come on.
You got three guys. I'd love that when the coach went, the special teams coach, what were the three of you thinking? Like, you saw the ball was rolling towards 10-plus yards.
Go get it.
Go touch
go
it.
Go get it.
Go get it at 6, 7, 8, right. 9 yards. Get it. Fall on it. Somebody man up and just fall on the ball. All right, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here, man, right around the corner, and we'll get to jump in a lot more stuff. Yeah, that was, boy, he and Adam Gase are on.
Hot seats. Burning
hot. Hot seats. I'll tell you who's not on a hot seat but wants to help you, and that's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I want to let every – if you looked at fixed-rate mortgages right now, they're in the twos. You can save so much money. If you refinanced yet, you better hurry because they could head north real quickly here. By the way, you could save hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month. That's what most people are doing. Now, I've heard this already from some, like, well, my credit score is not as good, and I don't want to deal with banks. The banks are looking for all the perfect people, and they take forever to get you approved, even refinancing. Well, I go, well, that's why you need Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, because he's all about great service. He's about refinancing and getting it done quickly. He's about answering all your questions. You can always get a hold of him. So if you're frustrated, nothing better than being able to talk to somebody. Can't do that at banks. Nope, have not been able to do that. Hey, no prepayment penalty. I'm telling you, it's a lifetime opportunity with Michael Kotze. Also, I want to talk to all the people who've been renting. Like, this is a great time for you to get money at a low, low price that you can afford. So why are you just paying rent every month when you actually start building up equity on your own home and save money even doing that? It's cheaper than renting. So, hey, for any situation you might be in, it is nice to have Michael Kotze. He's been in business since 1994, triple A rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. I wanted to give you his number. You can call or text him. He's about great service 7 days a week, getting you approved 7 days a week. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Let Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage take care of you today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.